Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because this episode, we have a rooster in the hen house, ladies, and it's sure to be a great time. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And Jen, we have a really interesting person here today. We've already been talking to him for a good few minutes, but first.
Yes.
I haven't seen you or John in like forever. I think it's like a big reunion. We haven't recorded in about a week right now. So it's just life's been interesting. But I did have a question for you.
Okay.
So this morning when I got up, when I was making the bed, I was like, I got to ask Jen this one. So we had to get a new bedspread because of our bedspread. Our dog, they've destroyed it because of constantly jumping up and down off of our bed. And of course, I'm that crazy person that wanted the bed skirt, but the bedspread that we got didn't have the skirt to come with it. So I got one Amazon and all that good stuff, but it's really long and then it gets in my way. But Barrett's like, I don't know why you needed a bed skirt. I don't want to say he's right because I don't want to give him that credit, but do you guys have a bed skirt on your bed?
Or is we currently do not have a bed skirt on our
bed. Okay, all right.
But we also have a bed that has sides that go all the way down.
Oh, so
we don't need a bed skirt.
Yeah, you don't need one.
But I will, Shannon, I can be the one to tell you that you don't need a bed skirt. So, but you can say that Jen was correct.
Jen was correct.
And not Barrett.
Right. It's just been getting in the way, but it is nice because, like, I mean, I don't really hide much underneath the bed, but if I do need
Correct.
You know? But now I'm, because I'm stubborn and I don't want him to be known that he's right.
Well, just keep it on and then let him be the one to take it off. And
yeah, that's true. He'll just get mad and probably like, just, this is in my way. Sorry, I know that's like just
a
random
question.
Is
it too long? Is that the
issue? it's kind of long, but it's also, it's just one of those things and like, I really probably didn't need to spend the $15 or so dollars and it does kind of get in my way. But once again, I don't want to give him
Fair. Or you could just take it off yourself and don't even say anything about it.
He would notice it. He doesn't notice much, but he will notice something if he thinks that he actually like won. Yep. Way to spend our 11th wedding anniversary.
By the way, happy anniversary.
Thanks.
I was going to say, if you had younger kids, or I can send Colton over and just give him a Sharpie marker and say, here, color on this for a few seconds.
That would be. Grayson would love to do that, actually. But all right, let's go ahead and introduce our
guest. He's been sitting here long enough.
Today we have Ryan McDonald. He is the Director of Operations for the South Carolina Division of the Collier Restaurant Group. The Collier Group is based out of Sevier County in Tennessee. Ryan has worked with the Collier Group for 17 plus years. Wow, that's great. He spent the first 10 years in Tennessee managing many of their 17 restaurants in the Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg area. After 10 years on the job, he was asked to oversee our new property here in Garden City, South Carolina. So he packed up with his 1.5-year-old son and pregnant wife and headed to the beach. Now, that's a long drive, probably. Ryan oversees the operations of Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room, Flapjack's Pancake Cabin, and manages a few commercial rentals properties here in the Garden City area. Ryan has two young sons, a 6-year-old Eric and an 8-year-old Patrick. He's involved with the local Rotary here in Surfside Beach, which I currently just recently joined, and they do a lot for our area, including raising over $45,000 per year, and they donate most of those funds locally to various charities and scholarships. He's passionate about family, his profession, and his community. Ryan, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for the invite.
Yes. When I first reached out to him, he's like, what do you want me to talk about? So we have a lot of questions for
you. We do. And kind of one of the reasons that you popped up is because the last however many years, and we'll ask this question, but you've been a single dad.
Correct.
To your two boys. So let's jump in and tell us about that journey of how it became to be and what it's like to be a single dad.
Well, we moved here 7 years ago, like you said in the bio, with my ex-wife, now ex-wife, and our child and one to be. And I'm a very busy person, and my wife was, she was going to be a stay-home mother and help raise the children. But she's a very ambitious woman. So she started helping a friend clean condos on the weekends, take the kids in the car seats and let them watch TV while she's helping clean the condos. And that parlayed into now she has over 170 condos that, wow, that she cleans. We bought or we lease a warehouse. She had, you know, 20, 30 employees, multiple vehicles. We just got real busy and kind of just grew apart during those years.
Unfortunately, that happens when, I mean, especially when you're working with your spouse. I know that probably is hard too.
It was hard. You know, I'd work 10, 12 hour days and then come home. And in the beginning, the business was in my house.
Oh, wow.
So we converted our living room into shelves for linen. And so it was a lot. It was a lot. We were younger and we were very ambitious. But I think it was just too much in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long have you guys been separated?
I believe like 2.5 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you learned, the boys were old enough to kind of understand what at least was happening. How did that affect their relationship and your relationship as far as with them?
Well, at first I moved in with my parents and they have their own bedroom there. Mm-hmm. So when they would come to see me on the weekends, it was pretty natural for the situation. So it wasn't too hard, although I think divorce for any kids is extremely hard. But, you know, the relationship that I have with my ex-wife is very good. And that is our priority as our
positive.
Two children.
Love that. So you guys are for certain co-parents in that sense.
Absolutely. You know, we have our moments. But never in front of the kids. We're supportive of their education, of their sports, you know, their development, adventures, vacations, you know. So it's a great relationship.
That's so wonderful to hear because I know co-parenting can be difficult for all. But I know that the boys definitely appreciate that aspect and keeping things very, you know, similar. That same routine helps with that young developmental stages in life.
Yeah. What are some of the challenges along those same lines?
Well, the challenges are, you know, we're both running pretty large businesses.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So, you know, so right now I get them Saturday night and then I drop them off Tuesday at school and she picks them up. So I get them Saturday, Sunday, Monday night. You know, things change, different, you know, events here. She's actually from Poland, so she'll take them to Poland for 3 weeks a year during Christmas. But it's really, you know, when one of the boys gets sick or something, you know, unexpected happens in our personal life, it's that adjustment. And we live not that far, you know, I think it's only 12, 15 miles, but, you know, that drive and trying to get there and be there for her and her be there for me for the kids. So that's really the only challenge.
Yeah.
Well, how do you prioritize this self-care for yourself and, you know, and making sure that you're doing all that you need to do for taking care of your own needs, but also making sure you are parenting and co-parenting?
I believe, you know, happy hour on the days I don't have them helps. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, Old Chicago has a great happy hour if you had not been there.
No, you know, you just stay busy, you know, doing right things. You know, I'm trying to get involved in the church and with the Rotary and the community and the restaurants and my employees, you know, you just stay busy and try to do the right things.
Yeah. Smart. Along those co-parenting lines, when it comes to discipline, do you guys have conversations? What's the discipline aspect? Do you have a strategy set out? Is it kind of as it happens situation?
So no, we...
Or are your boys just that good?
No,
some are.
No.
They are really. They're good.
They're very good.
Yeah.
But I would say she's a little stricter than I am.
Okay.
You know, they're my boys, you know?
Yeah.
I did all the silly things that they did and more. So, but no, we have great conversation on that and we stick to certain things, you know, that I don't necessarily maybe 100% agree with, but I do believe it's right for the boys. Mm-hmm. And that consistency is, I don't ever want him to come, you know, I want to go to dad's house because he doesn't do this, or I want to go to mom, you know. So we as parents really have to stay consistent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do the kids get two Christmases, two birthdays, that type of situation, or how do you handle the big celebration moments?
So Like, I usually get them for Thanksgiving and Easter break, because she takes them for 3 weeks typically to Poland for Christmas. She's going to change that. She's dealing with some issues. But so in the future, starting next year, she'll start taking them in the summer so we can switch off. So that's I'm looking forward to that, because it's tough, you know, when my boys aren't around Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Yeah.
But I understand I can't take that away from them. What kids get to go to Poland, you know, every year for 3 weeks? They've got their Jaja, which is her grandfather, and, you know, her brother does well. And so they've got a lot of land and a lot of fun, you know, a lot of stuff that they do. That's great.
Well, when it comes to that co-parenting side, I have friends that some are amazing at co-parenting, that they can do the birthday party together. Some have to, no, we're doing everything separate. Do you guys try to do, you know, some of those bigger milestones together and, you know, be adults about the situation and really want to make sure that the kids are spending it in that environment with both mom and dad?
Absolutely. We do a lot of things together. You know, there's moments when you're not necessarily extremely happy about your ex-wife, you know, and there's been moments where we haven't, but for the majority of the time, yes. You know, we'll go to the jump house and then we'll come to my house afterwards and have a little barbecue. So, yeah, we want them to see us happy, you know, when we're around each other. You know, just show them how to do the right things.
Yeah, so. No, I love that. I mean, that's huge when it comes to the kids and growing and, and seeing, you know, life. Every family's different.
Yeah,
but it's just nice to have that stability.
I mean, you sound like you have things
buttoned all together.
Up. Yeah, exactly. So I know it probably doesn't feel that way, but from the outside looking in, it really sounds like you got a good situation going. So what advice do you have for someone, another dad that might be starting the journey of a single dad's life?
Well, I think I had the advantage because we didn't do anything detrimental to each other to cause the divorce.
Yeah.
You know, we literally just grew apart. So that was an advantage. You know, I know some people, you know, adultery, different things that go on. And it's hard for people to forgive, you know? And I mean, I don't blame them, but the thing is you have to be there for the kids. You just got to be there for them and be adults. You know, you married, it didn't work out, and now you have a child or many children that you just have to be there for.
Well, how do you make or how do you involve the children when it comes to that decision making and how it affects, you know, the whole family as all four of you, but then also with things come up in life? How do you make those decisions together or separately?
Well, a lot of the decisions are together, you know. Like I said, me and my ex-wife, we have, you know, almost a better relationship now than we did when, you know, at the end of our marriage. And it's just being consistent and, you know, not taking your stuff out on your ex. You know, like, I've got a lot of things in my life that I could easily get upset with her and also take it on my kids. But you just can't. That's not the way to do things.
Yeah. I love that you, even if it's not talking positively, you don't talk negatively about one another.
Because you have a great positivity outlook on life.
Yeah, which is not many people can say. Like when you know that the situation, whether it's just whether they've been married or not married, but just the co-parenting aspect, I mean, everybody looks at it differently. But it sounds like you guys, you should write a guidebook almost.
You want to write a blog for us?
Yeah, right? Maybe during your happy hour, like,
there
here you go.
Like, I don't know if that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, that's true. Never mind.
I'm trying to suppress those things.
Well, when it comes to, of course, being a single parent right now, how do you approach the dating scene? And, you know, has it been hard to have that conversation in front of the boys and letting them know if there's someone that could possibly come into each one of your lives?
So she has someone in her life, and he's actually from Poland. And that works out well. You know, for me, dating now it's different.
Yeah.
You know, with all these apps and...
Oh, goodness. Do you swipe right swiping, or is it left? I don't know what.
All this swiping, and I'm just going to take it one day at a time. And, you know, I know someone will come in my life that I deserve, and they deserve me. So I'm not too worried about it.
Are you a person that does not want to bring someone around your kids for a certain period of time? I know some psychologists and they'll say, you know, don't bring someone around your kids for the first few months or maybe it's the first 2 weeks or whatever it may be. So
I've never brought anyone around my children in the 2.5 years that I've been divorced. And I believe that until I'm in love, truly in love with someone, that, you know, it's not just dating. It's something that could be more than that. But I think our rule is just we need to meet the person first, mm-hmm. you know, and then I do a background check. No, I don't.
Yeah.
But no, we got to meet, you know, and sit down and talk about, you know, those are my children. And
yeah.
It's tough. It's really tough to have someone around your children.
Yeah.
You know, because these days, I mean, it's really hard to trust anyone around
your kids, which is
very sad. But
do they ask about anything?
Yeah.
No, they're extremely lucky. You know, there's been very few moments where they're like, you know, why aren't you at home, Dad? Or why isn't Mom? You know, it's been pretty good so far. So, but yeah.
Kids are resilient.
They are.
Yeah, well, you know, when they do get 2 Christmases and 2
yeah, they're probably like, yes.
And
to take a trip to Poland every year, that's rough, you know.
Yeah, right. That is rough. And you work with restaurants, so they probably get a ton of food. And boys, we all know that they can eat.
They can eat. They're in. They made the swim team, and it's a meal before, it's a meal after, it's a meal on the ride home. You know, so yeah, those boys can eat.
You're working just to pay for their food.
Aren't we all?
That is
Aren't
the truth.
We all?
That's where we live at Costco and Sam's Club all the time.
Yeah. And when regards to single dad, obviously we're not even dads. So what do you have to say to us to, hey, as a dad, you guys, mom should give us more slack, more leeway on this, or what misconceptions are we missing as moms?
In my personal view, I think the biggest misconception is that your children come first. In a relationship, you and your partner should be first, mm-hmm. period, because then it all trickles down. And I think that's where we didn't take that approach. We did in the beginning, you know, us versus the world. You have to have that approach. So I do believe that's the biggest misconception is you're doing everything for the kids. You need to do it for yourselves so you can have that strong relationship to show your children, mm-hmm. you know, how to handle relationships like that.
When you first became a single dad, what was the hardest adjustment? Like, was it cooking? Was it cleaning? Was it, oh my gosh, I have to learn a new skill that I'm not sure I know how to do?
No, because I was involved in everything.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is, I think she was busier than me, you know. The thing was not waking up and your two boys are there.
You know, yeah, that's tough.
Mm-hmm. That was the, but you know, you get used to it and you know that, or you hope, and I do know that they're in good hands when they're not with me.
Yeah. Do you FaceTime and stuff with them when they're with their mom, or is it?
No, we FaceTime.
Awesome.
Patrick struggles. So he's really smart. Academically, he does great, honor roll. His social skills, he's challenged on. So we have every new teacher, every new year, you know, we get a phone call within the first week from the principal or the teacher. And so the teachers actually asked me, what kind of system can we up to get him? So he has a 10 scale system.
Mm-hmm.
So each class, each project, it's like a smiley face, caution, or sad face. And, you know, if he gets 7 out of 10, he gets his iPad time at school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he recently had an 8, 10 in a row. And so we FaceTime on that. Yesterday, he got a 10. You know, so we
That's
do
awesome.
Those milestones.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Definitely. And they love FaceTiming. And I don't know if it's to talk to me or to change the emojis or whatever. The faces. And
yes.
And then they'll fight over who hits the red button. And that's...
Oh. So you get hung up on a lot and
yes.
then maybe recalled and then...
Correct.
That's funny.
That
now, when
funny.
It comes to the co-parenting side, and we understand that your ex lives in the school system, that they go to school. And do you guys change up the days sometimes here and there just in case there are, you know, maybe it's swimming lessons and you're able to get them to swimming lessons and, you know, they stay home, stay with you that night versus going to mom?
Yeah, we work well together. She really has a little more flexibility, you know, in her schedule. Right now, I'm getting to the point where I'm back to that same flexibility. But yeah, we do whatever it takes. You know, she probably thinks that she does more, and you know, I probably think that I do more. You know, but but in the end, we really, if I can do it, I'll do it, and if she can do it, she'll do it.
That's helpful.
Very much so. Yeah.
I swear, you're too easygoing, Ryan. Like, golly.
Well, I've got 70 employees and 5 managers and 2 young boys. And so my life is problem solution. It's very simple. What's the problem? Here's a solution. On to the next one. You know, I don't have time to ponder too much on decisions.
That's smart.
Well, pondering on decisions. Speaking of that, can we do a lightning round of 10 quick questions and you have to answer as fast as it goes?
Sure.
All right, ready? What's the best advice you received being a single dad?
Just have a good relationship with your ex.
What's the best advice you ever gave?
Have the best relationship.
What should every single dad, or even dad in general, know about their kids? What's one thing everyone should know about their kids?
What triggers them?
That's a good one.
What skills should every dad know?
Cooking breakfast on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
What's your go-to breakfast?
What's the go-to breakfast?
For the kids now, it's a little simple, but it's eggs, sausage, and like some French toast. When they get older, we'll get into some crepes and some home fries and stuff like that.
Do you get the kids involved with the cooking part of it?
Yeah, Eric's a big, he likes cracking the eggs, and Patrick, not so much. He likes to sit there and wait for...
He's just ready to eat.
What's one thing every man should do before they die?
Well, you know, enjoy life, you know, don't let work and your family, you know, everything just take over everything. Make some time for yourself.
I like it. Okay. What's the biggest challenge in your home, cooking or cleaning?
Neither.
You want to come help me? I got both challenges on that end.
No, I'm good. You know, it's me and my dog Biscuit, you know, and the boys come over 3 nights a week and we try to keep it. You know, the dog hair, I guess the cleaning.
Okay, the cleaning, the dog hair. Okay. We'll blame it on the dog.
We'll blame it on Biscuit.
What's your proudest moment as a dad?
This might sound funny, but so for Christmas, I gave my kids a PS4 to share. And I told them, if you guys do good sharing this, this is my old PS4, I got a PS5. So I told them if they can share and do good things, you know, then in time, you know, I'll get one for them. And so Patrick did honor roll. They did great together. I asked him to get 5 tens in a row. He did. So last week I got him a PS4. And so Sunday morning after the game downloaded, we played Fortnite. And it was Eric, Patrick, and myself and as a trio. And we went in and we won the victory royale.
That's big time.
In the front of my house, there are 2 bedrooms. They just like come running out and like knock into each other. You know, they're so excited. And they come into my room and Eric's like, let's go. So we ended up, that was a proud dad moment. We ended up winning 3 in a row. I was a very good gamer back in the day. So the fourth time we played, we came in 31st, which is second to last. And my kids are like, what happened to you, dad?
It's only your fault.
But that was pretty cool.
That's a cool moment, for sure. This is not one of the questions, but what other games do you play? My husband's a big gamer as well.
Well, you know,
and I don't understand any of them.
Yeah, I don't have much time. Fortnite. Yeah. They want me to play Minecraft, but I refuse.
I don't get it.
I refuse. And so I was like, I'll play Fortnite. I was a big Apex Legends guy, but I don't have that much time.
Right. You know?
Mm-hmm. So, but I guess I will now because the boys, they really like it. So.
It's a good bonding experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever it may be, at least you're getting to do it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 more questions. What has been your scariest moment as a dad so far?
My ex-wife was T-boned when she was pregnant with Patrick.
Oh, my
so that
goodness.
Was, that was, that's scary. That was pretty scary. But the one I remember, other than that, is Patrick, he had these hiccups that were like violent hiccups when he was like 2 months old. And I'm like freaking out, like, what do I do? And my ex-wife is like, he'll be fine. It's just hiccups. But no, I've been lucky. We haven't had too many moments. So.
And last question, what matters most in your life right now?
Being a good example for my two boys.
Very nice.
That's really good.
You made it through our lightning round successfully.
Awesome. Yes.
Yes. All right. So I have a question that's not on our little sheet here, but what's the dad life experience in the birthing room? Obviously, we know what it's like from a mom, but from a dad, like what's running through your head?
So my ex had to have C-section.
Okay.
Okay. Prior
was
to
it
children.
Emergency C-section?
No, it was just a head up or down, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it was up. It was breech.
Yeah, breech. So when I was younger, like you could literally say blood and I would like pass out. Like I cut the tip of my finger off one time at work and just passed out. You know? So you're in this room, you're sitting there, they give you the
Ghostbuster outfit.
Yeah. And you see your wife's head and then there's these sheets, you know? Mm-hmm. And she's like, just talk to me. And so I'm like asking her questions. Like, don't ask me questions. I don't want to just talk to me. And then you just hear, you
things
know,
happen.
And it's just, it was insane. But they did a great job. You know, I was lucky enough to, because of the C-section, they have to stitch her up and everything. So I had about 40 minutes alone time, with Patrick. Eric was born in Conway. Patrick was born in Tennessee, Sevierville, Tennessee, and Eric was born in Conway, but the same thing, but they don't let you hold the baby
really?
Until it was like an hour and a half later, yeah, huh. Which was interesting. I wasn't too happy about that, but
yeah, because
there's a process.
Brandon.
Yeah.
So I got to look at him through the...
Through the glass.
Yeah, through the glass.
Yeah. Magical moments.
It is. Yeah. It's crazy to think how time is just flying by and... when it comes to their ages and everything, because they're 8 and 6.
Yeah, they'll be 9 and 7 this summer. Yeah, so they'll be in fourth and second grade next year. So it's going quick. But it's just fun just seeing, you know, just the things that come out of these kids' mouths. You know?
Right? Oh, my goodness. That's the truth.
It's interesting for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys enjoy going to the park or to the beach, things like that?
When I moved into my house in Market Common, and you drive by this huge pool, right?
With
slides and all this stuff. And so the first thing I got was a golf cart. I wanted a golf cart. And so I get the boys on the golf cart and go to this huge pool that I thought was part of my subdivision. And it's not. We've got like the little kidneys, you know, the little one to the side. But it works out well because I kind of live in like, not a I don't want to say retirement community. It's, you know, a lot of retired couples live in. And so I kind of get it to myself. Or we've got that one, you know, Karen neighbor that is reading a book in the pool and
peering over her book looking at you guys
right.
Like, they're getting
too loud, are you?
your kids are getting me wet, you know.
Yeah.
I have to refrain myself from telling her how I feel, but it's all good. And then we've got the Savannah's Playground. That's huge.
Yeah, we've talked about that on our podcast here before. That's a blessing for our community.
That is the truth.
Absolutely, for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Well, wonderful.
Yeah,
well,
thanks for joining
so
us today.
For being
anytime.
On today. I swear we're going to have to get you, Doa, to write a guidebook when it comes
out, right?
You're making it sound very simple and it's almost more simple than even like married couples having the parenting.
You got to keep it simple. You know, I've been through a lot in my life and deal with a lot of things on a day-to-day basis, so... You know, you just try to do good things even when no one's looking, you know?
Yeah. Well, for all of our listeners out there, if you do have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, please email us at MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. That's MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. We would love to hear from you.
And same thing with Facebook and Instagram. Please be sure to give us a follow on both at MyrtleMomsWithMargs. I know that we have some great content coming out here shortly. So we look forward to hearing what you guys have to say about us and join in the conversation. And then always subscribe to the podcast and give us a 5-star rating.
Yes, please.
Thanks,
do.
Y'all.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.